Hi, I'm Lucy and welcome to Lucy Talks. This podcast is all about finding meaning, self-belief and connection while embracing the seasons of your life. I believe that your happiness matters for the planet. When we are fulfilled and feeling self-confident, we are so much more able to take meaningful action, both in our lives and for social change. I want this podcast to dare you to reimagine your own life and the world we live in, and to feel empowered to make changes. All of this while using the lens of the changing seasons to allow for softness, kindness, and balance. I'm so excited to have you here. Let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome back to Lucy Talks. Very excited to have you listening. Thank you very much for clicking on this episode, and I hope that you really take something away from listening to this. I hope that it maybe gives you some new things to think about in relation to social media and in general being intentional about the things that you give your time to and how you choose to spend your energy. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a good week so far. If you're listening to this on the Monday when it comes out, then yeah, have a lovely week ahead, and hopefully this sets it off in a lovely intentional note. That's my aim for this episode. Okay, let's kick this off with three things that I'm grateful for to set the tone and yeah, just get ourselves into it. So firstly, I'm grateful because I had a really lovely day with my family yesterday. I'm not living at home anymore. Mum's been away for a little bit and my brother's at uni. So yeah, it was nice to have a day, the four of us, and to yeah, just spend time catching up, going for a walk. We went for a early morning park run as well. So that was quite fun. And yeah, it was just really nice to spend some quality time together. That was lovely. Definitely made me feel quite well rested. Made me feel like my cup was full again, because I'd kind of been running on empty for a few days, just trying to get through the week. And I've not been feeling very well over the last like week or so. So it was definitely nice to be feeling kind of back to normal health and just having some nice quality time outside of work, outside of other things going on. So that was lovely. Secondly, I'm grateful for having my voice back. I kind of was really croaky for a while. I had a bit of a chesty cough and then, yeah, couldn't really record anything because it was just gonna destroy my voice too much, basically. So yeah, I've got my voice back. I'm feeling a lot more energized than I was this time last week, which is lovely. And finally, I am really grateful for kind of having a document of all of my travels and kind of several like different ways of documenting it. So firstly, Mum and Dad brought up my photo album, which I'd been doing when I was at home over Christmas, and I'd also ordered some more photos to fill it all up with, and they didn't quite arrive in time before I moved down to Freya's house. And so I kind of had this like half done photo album. So now they've brought that back up. So they dropped that off with me yesterday, and it's been great like getting to fill it back in again. And that's what I'm going to do after I finish recording this as well. Just keep slotting those photos. And it's so lovely to have so many like incredible photos, and just to then be able to bring back all the amazing memories of the time traveling. It's really nice. And I'm glad I have like a physical copy of it, because it's just, there's something about having a physical copy of photos that just makes me very happy. And the whole like process of, I used to do a lot of scrapbooking, so the whole process of like slotting in the photos, it's a bit sad, but I love it. And yeah, it's so much fun. And the other thing that I've been doing like since I went away but haven't quite finished yet because it takes such a long time to edit, is making vlogs of all of the time traveling, basically. And they're up on the YouTube channel, which, if you don't know, is just my name, Lucy Woodward, and you can watch all of the travel vlogs over there. They're getting quite a lot of views, which is kind of cool. But yeah, regardless, it's just lovely to have this record of my time traveling, and it is, yeah, just so nice watching it all back, and it's such a fun process editing it, so really enjoying that. Okay, let's get into the main section of the episode. I'm going to try and speak as freely as possible here. I've been kind of stopping and starting this so far while I've been recording, and I really just want to be in the flow and just chat freely and stop like questioning myself and just, yeah, let everything out. So I'm going to try and do that. I may have some unpopular opinions on this. I don't know. It's hard to tell how much people actually like social media because everyone's like almost playing this little social media game, and maybe we don't even realise we're doing it, which is something that I'll discuss. But it's just a crazy world, really, when you stop and think about it. It's so bizarre that we all are kind of creating these personal brands of ourselves, and some of it's tied up in our identity. Sometimes it feels really out of our control because maybe we don't quite want to admit it, but we're addicted to our phones and just keep scrolling when we're uncomfortable. I have a lot to discuss, and I don't want this to be an entirely negative spin on social media, because I do think there's a lot of great things about it. But in general, my relationship with social media has changed a lot over the last year, and I'm just gonna go into all of it, speak about my kind of like breakup with social media, if you will. And you might have seen, but I'm now like back posting on Instagram in a very different capacity, but back posting on Instagram. So after about, I guess, like 10 months of having a break, how do I feel about this now? So that's what I'm going to go into. I'm going to speak about being intentional as well, because to me this is a very like winter theme. Being intentional about how you want to spend your time, taking stock of what's working for you, what's not, having this sense of perspective over your life and feeling like you are in control of how you're spending your time, how you're showing up to things, what you're choosing to do, like what decisions you're making. I just think all of that should feel like it's within our control and that we're not running on autopilot. So I hope you're excited. This is probably going to be a bit of a, yeah, maybe controversial episode, maybe unpopular opinions, but I just want to chat about it all and see what the response is, see what people think, and just explain how my relationship has changed. So I hope that's all sounding interesting to you. Let's get started. Okay, so in general, I think there's a huge value in questioning your relationship with things in your life, whether that is your relationships with your friends, whether that's your relationship with your family, whether that's a romantic relationship, whether it is things like your relationship with social media or your kind of mindset to do with work or study or grades or food, diet, you know, any of these kind of topics, anything that affects your life, I think it is really important to be able to have some kind of perspective over it and to not feel like you're just running on autopilot, that you are just living a life that's not thought out, that's not intentional and consciously created. But it is hard. I want to acknowledge this from the start. It is really hard to feel like you have created a life for yourself, because there's so many things that are just like handed to us on a plate, so many societal expectations of what our life should look like, particularly with like heteronormativity or the kind of like career choices that you should do if you're a guy or a girl. Like obviously these things are changing rapidly and definitely have improved, but I don't know, I still feel like there's these general societal expectations. Maybe it's things like whether you're going to have kids or not, whether you want to go traveling or whether it's really not for you, whether you want to go to uni or if you don't. Like all of these little things I think are really fundamental in how well we, all of these little things I think add up. And if we are not living a life that feels like ours, then it's gonna feel empty, it's gonna feel unfulfilling. And like I was speaking about last week, I think that your happiness is so important. Your happiness matters. This is gonna be my new little like tagline that I try and get in every episode, or you know, not as explicitly as that, but it's something that I think is so interlinked into everything. So your happiness matters. And yeah, bringing it back to the idea of being intentional, if you feel like everything is out of your control and you're not really choosing anything for yourself, then I just think it's going to be quite unfulfilling. You maybe will end up resenting other people for kind of having supposed control over your life, or like you letting them have control. And yeah, just this idea of like running on autopilot and not really doing things that are genuinely from the heart, things that you're passionate about, things that matter to you. And maybe it's that you don't really know what matters to you, and so just going along with all of the societal kind of expectations, maybe what your parents have suggested, maybe just like what your peer group's doing, falling into certain habits or patterns just because that's what the people around you are doing. I think it's not necessarily obvious how that's impacting you until like later down the line when you realize, oh shit, like how did I end up here? How have things like just snowballed and I haven't thought about this? So for me, like bringing in this idea of self-reflection, having this perspective over my own life, thinking about things like, okay, how am I feeling in terms of friendship at the moment? Do I feel like I'm seeing my friends enough? Am I checking in on them enough? Are they checking in on me enough? Kind of like, do I feel connected to them? Do I know what's going on in their lives? Are we having new experiences together? What I'm trying to say is that having a sense of perspective over your own life, certain areas of your life, it just means that you're going to be less complacent and you're going to be more intentional about the things that you want. So I guess the question I'm asking to you here is, are you running on autopilot? Are you just going through the motions? Have you consciously created this kind of lifestyle for yourself? Or if you notice that things aren't quite how you want them right now, what is it that you can do to change that? And you might be able to tell from my tone of voice, but I think there's a great deal of personal responsibility in life to make things happen for yourself, to just go out there and get what you want. And if there's certain things that feel really, really difficult for you, maybe you're feeling very underconfident or just like something is completely out of your reach, then not all at once, but slowly like building towards the person that you want to be or achieving something that you really want to achieve. The idea of like setting a goal and slowly, incrementally, not overnight, working towards it. I think being intentional is so important. I also want to mention here that although there is a lot of personal responsibility involved, it doesn't mean that if you've identified, for example, like me, that friendship is maybe like not as strong as it could be right now, doesn't mean that you have to instantly go out and change everything. Right now, in this like few months of my life, there are other things that I have to prioritize above going to spend like weekends with my friends. And that's okay. Like I'm fine with that. And I know that this isn't a forever situation. It's not that I never want to see my friends. Like it would be so, so lovely to go and spend quality time with them. But right now it's like there's other things that are more pressing, and that's just life. Like you can't do everything at once. I think there's going to be a natural ebb and flow in how we choose to spend our energy, how we choose to use our time, etc. So even if you've done this like questioning stage and you're thinking, okay, what areas of my life are not quite working like as I want them to, what areas of my life could be improved, what am I really happy with in my life at the moment? And just this creating this sense of like perspective and almost like an audit of your own life, thinking about it from like an outside perspective. It doesn't mean you have to then go into like self-improvement mode and fix everything instantly. I think this is what I'm trying to say, is like the perspective is the important bit here. And having that sense of being able to question your beliefs about yourself, your own mindsets, question your thoughts that you're having. You know, sometimes we have these intrusive thoughts, or we'll be having a day where we're just a bit low on energy and we start to, I don't know, just be a bit like snappier or quicker to judge than normal. Being able to have that like self-awareness, I think, is what I'm really getting at here. And I think it's super important. Really, really important, especially in the world that we live in today, which is so fast-paced, and it's so easy to just let things slide and not be on top of like, okay, this is my life, what do I want for it, and embracing that. Okay, so in the second half of this episode, I really want to talk about how I've questioned my relationship with social media and the kind of actions that I've taken as a result of that questioning. So for me, this has come from a range of different experiences, a range of different conversations or viewpoints that I've come across about social media and about like identity and addiction and all of this. And there's a lot to discuss, so I feel like I should get into it. So around April last year, I deleted Instagram. And I know this particularly for like older people listening, might sound like, okay, great, so what? Like, you know, who cares? and to be honest, probably for most people listening, it's like, okay, who cares? But I actually think that this was a really significant thing that happened in my life. And I'm going to just speak about like why I decided to delete social media. For context, Instagram was something that I used pretty much every day, like until April last year. Just, you know, would go on for 15 minutes in the morning, scroll through. If I was bored at some point in the day, I'd probably subconsciously go on Instagram and start scrolling for a little bit. Typically in the evening as well, I would be on my phone on Instagram for a certain amount of time, maybe 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, sometimes longer. I also really, really enjoyed the creative side of it. So for my podcast, I loved making reels. I used to do that quite a bit. And it was genuinely a great way to build my confidence. When I started the podcast Instagram, I literally didn't even post my face. I would just post like little quotes or, you know, whatever. And through gaining more confidence, through filming myself or just like sharing what I was up to a bit more, I definitely think it built my confidence. And so I don't want this all to be doom and gloom. There definitely are positives to social media. So yeah, I deleted Instagram for an accumulation of reasons. I watched The Social Dilemma, and the idea of like being a user really got to me. So I've actually watched this documentary twice now. It's called The Social Dilemma and it's on Netflix. It is kind of terrifying. The whole like political aspect of this was really, really scary to me. The like polarizing nature of social media is like kind of, yeah, crazy how influential it is on people's perceptions of the world. I'm not going to speak too much about that here because I want it to be more about my personal relationship with social media rather than the societal level and societal influence. However, The Social Dilemma is really, really worth a watch. One of the quotes that I think has stuck with me a lot from it is that there are only two industries that call their customers users: illegal drugs and software. You've probably heard this idea before that social media is a tool, whether it's for advancing your career, for connecting with other people, for educating yourself on certain issues. But their thoughts on this were really interesting. So I'm going to read out a little snippet. Something is a tool when it sits there waiting for you. If something is not a tool, it's demanding things from you, seducing you, manipulating you, it wants things from you. We've moved from a tools-based environment to an additional manipulation-based environment. Social media is not a tool, it has its own goals and its own means of pursuing them by using your own psychology against you. I think we really underestimate how intelligent social media is and how crazily wired it is to make us addicted to it, and that it's not necessarily our fault that we're addicted to social media. However, if you don't like that you are, then you can do something about that. It is possible to rethink this relationship, to break up with social media, as I'll discuss in a bit. I'm finding this really hard to compartmentalize because there's so many different ideas here and I feel like everything like bleeds into each other. I'm trying to make this structured, but apologies if it's a bit all over the place. So I guess along with this, the wasted time was another factor for me in why I wanted to delete particularly Instagram, but social media in general. I think that having got my time back, the time that I used to spend just scrolling and absentmindedly on my phone, having got that time back, I realised how much time that I used to spend. At the time, that this really wasn't a driving factor for me because it didn't seem like that much at the time. But now that I've got that time back, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So yeah, I guess that's that's a bonus that I found since, but it wasn't necessarily a big like, God, I really need to sort this out because I'm wasting so much time. I think I wasn't necessarily aware of the time that I was spending. And to me, that's kind of the worst of two evils. The fact that I wasn't aware of when I wanted to go on it. Like, I would just kind of be on my phone and then end up on the app. Like, you just, your finger just moves that way without you thinking about it. For me, that was like the scarier thing than the actual time spent and being like, oh, I'm wasting so much time. I really want to use this for other things, because I kind of did still have time for the other things in my life. It was just that this was like an addition and it wasn't really helping me in any way. Okay. I also think that scrolling is kind of like a pacifier, a digital pacifier. And it's something that we use without thinking about it to take our mind off discomfort, off situations that are slightly awkward. Maybe you're on the train or on a bus or like waiting for something, waiting for a bus, waiting for someone to turn up, or you're on your own somewhere. We just, without thinking, and I still do this, like without thinking, we just do something on our phones. For me, like if that was scrolling, that was quite mind-numbing and was something that I used to try and take my mind off a situation. And the point again here is that this wasn't a conscious thing. This was such a, you know, subconscious, or just, you know, slightly awkward, but you don't even think I'm slightly awkward. It's just the knee-jerk reaction is, okay, fill my attention span, let's go and let's scroll on my phone. And I really wanted to get back those little moments of being present, of noticing things around you, of the opportunity for conversation with someone, or the opportunity to think a novel thought rather than just being like subjected to images or other people's opinions or videos of random shit that doesn't really matter. I really wanted to get back that almost like boredom, which sounds really stupid, but taking your mind off things constantly means that you're never fully in the moment, never fully present. And I don't know, it was important to me that I could be comfortable in slightly uncomfortable situations in public. This is not something that's fixed, really, I'd say. I think with this one, there's other factors than just social media, because like I'll still get my phone out and check my emails or, you know, check messages or reply to people in those moments. So, you know, it's not necessarily social media in this situation, but I just think it's crazy how many small moments we miss out on that we don't know that we're missing out on. And I'm sure in the past, like, people would just stop and talk to each other a lot more, and there'd be more like little moments of casual magic or little interactions. And I feel a bit of like sadness of, oh, that world doesn't really exist anymore. Everyone's so busy. Everyone's always like on their phone or just in those small moments, not noticing what's going on around them. So yeah, that's the kind of like two parts of scrolling: wasting time via scrolling, maybe when you're at the end of a day, when you're a bit bored, or like before you go to sleep, or in the morning when you wake up. And the second part being the like subconsciously going on your phone and using that to be like a digital pacifier. I think particularly the second one was a motivator for me, but yeah, that was definitely something I wanted to change. So this next one is something that was really influential in my decision to delete social media. And it's the idea that you only really know what your friends are up to because you've seen what they posted online. And for me, this was like, oh my God, I hate that this is how I'm interacting with my friends. I hate it. And I really just didn't want to be the same as like any other random person that maybe happened to follow them on Instagram. I really want to have friendships where we update each other on things that are going on in our lives, not to the point of like needing that for validation or needing that to feel like we're good friends. Like if they don't send me a message, I'm not going to be like hung up on it. But I really think it's a crazy situation that you might find something out, like something important or just something small that's like kind of inconsequential, but something that's important to them. that you would find those things out through what they've posted on their story, like then kind of not telling you directly. It's all this like indirect conversation. It's almost like you're the third wheel in that situation. Like your friend is telling social media about the thing that's happened to them, and then you happen to find out because you're just there, rather than them coming to tell you, or you know, putting it on the group chat. I'm not saying it has to be a one-on-one, but this really kind of struck me, because I thought, I don't want to be 30, 40 and not have these habits with my friends of telling each other what's going on in our lives, and to only find out things about my friends' lives through social media. And this one has been a huge game changer. Like, since I deleted Instagram, I then made such more of an effort to send a message to my friends and say, hey, like, how are you? What's going on in your life? How was this thing that you did last week? Those little checkups are the foundation of your relationships with people. Those are what make up the quality of your relationship over time. And it was kind of scary to me that maybe I didn't know what was going on in my friends' lives without Instagram. And not everyone, but like some of my friends. And yeah, that kind of kicked me into gear, and I thought, okay, this is not how I want to live my life. I want to have strong friendships, and I want to be, you know, in the loop with things that are going on in their life, not just because they happen to share it on their story. So yeah, that was a big one for me, and that really made me think differently about things. And I guess the final one linked to this, but slightly different, the final reason is that I really wanted my life to be for me, and not slightly changing the experience because I wanted to share it online, or even like somehow subconsciously thinking about that secondary motive of recording the moment and capturing it and having the intention of sharing it later. That forward thinking, or the thought of like, okay, this moment's going to be shared with more people than just me, takes away from the fact that that moment is being experienced by you. And the importance of that is also, like, it's the same as before, like those little moments with yourself, like just experiencing things for you, like that's what makes up your life. If you're always, and this was what kind of scared me, is like, if I'm doing things and always documenting it, always, I don't know, having the intention of sharing this with more people and telling everyone about it, like, does that take away from my experience of that moment? And for me, the answer was yes. Like, I wanted my life to feel like it was mine, and that I'm living it, and that I can be in tune with my emotions and feeling like, okay, how am I feeling today? Am I feeling happy? Am I feeling sad? Rather than just, I don't know, it's really, is pervasive the right word? It's quite invisible. And it took me a while to realise that by having a secondary motive, even if this is a subconscious, like unconscious secondary motive, and that you're not thinking, okay, right, I'm gonna go out and have a coffee because I want to share this on my Instagram. Like, I don't think people really go to those extremes. But it might be that you go out for that coffee, and then in that moment where maybe the primary intention behind your action was to, you know, go out and have a lovely little solo date with yourself, do a bit of journaling, read your book, have some like you time and fill up your cup. And while that might stay as the primary motive, the fact that there might be this subconscious secondary motive of sharing it with other people, of recording it, or like maybe making a reel or a TikTok out of it to promote the idea of like having a good sense of self and building confidence, solo dates, which are all great things. Like, I'm not shitting on something in particular. Like, I think it's cool to, it's what I'm doing with this podcast, right? Like, I'm promoting a certain lifestyle, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, I don't think it's necessarily bad, but it does somehow eat into that primary intention of being with yourself. And it doesn't seem obvious because it's like, oh, well, I'm still with myself. I'm still like having that nice time with myself. But also, by the fact of having a secondary purpose to that takes away from your primary intention. I don't know if this makes sense, but I just, especially when I was going away traveling, I really wanted my life to feel like mine and to be able to experience these moments and have these incredible experiences with my friends. And for that to be the sole reason that I was doing this, like for this to be the primary reason, I kind of wanted to embrace that nostalgia of times when we didn't need to be like constantly in contact with people, when we can be fully like present and not needing to be reporting back to anyone. Or I don't know, it's just like social media is kind of crazy how it changes how you experience things. And I love that now, like I said at the start, I love that I now have all of these photos that I haven't really shared online. Like, since I've restarted the podcast now, I've shared a few photos, but not that many really. And so as a result, all of my photos feel like mine, all of my memories feel like mine. I know that I was like experiencing it firsthand and having those incredible moments, and that was like such an important time. And I didn't feel the need to be posting anything, and it was so lovely to just be experiencing life like without any other reasons. Okay, I think that's probably enough of the negatives and the things that I didn't like about it, because there are some positives as well, which I'll touch on. And I also want to just speak about how my relationship with social media has changed through this, being intentional, through questioning how I interacted with this thing in my life, and like bring it back to what I was talking about at the start of the huge power in questioning your relationship with things in your life. So now I am back like using Instagram a little bit, but genuinely it is kind of worlds apart from how I used to use it. I used to go on Instagram basically every day, like I said at the start, and I would just kind of go on autopilot and not really think about it properly. I did have some boundaries, like I never went on my phone first thing in the morning. That was always quite a strong boundary for me. I would get up and like, you know, start getting ready for the day if I had to get ready straight away, or I'd go and do yoga or go and have breakfast. Like I was always quite good at having like an hour or an hour and a half at the start of my day without my phone. And I think if you're maybe looking for a starting point, that's a great starting point, because that did definitely change the whole tone of my day. If there was the occasional day where I would, maybe I was having a lie-in, maybe I was hungover, whatever, if I then went on my phone first thing in the morning, I could tell the difference in my brain. I could tell that I was less focused, more easily distracted by things, maybe as well like feeling a bit worse about myself in general. So yeah, that was definitely a good boundary that I had. But yeah, now my relationship has changed, and I know I said at the start I don't think social media is a tool, and I do still agree with this. I'm being pretty strict with myself in using social media, and I know that that might sound a bit like, oh god, like, you know, lighten up a bit, bring some fun back into this. But I think through having those boundaries with myself now of when I can use it, how much I want to use Instagram particularly, I can pretty much use it for a purpose and use it as a tool for like growing the audience of my podcast. And I really don't think it's particularly tied up with my identity anymore, and I'm not going to be sharing things about my personal life on there anymore, because it's not something that I want to do and it's not really relevant to anyone else. But what I do want to do is like use it for sharing about things that I'm talking about on the podcast, and for creating like this link between the podcast, the YouTube, and kind of using it as a website. It's a great way, and there's like a lot of people who are obviously still on social media, so it's a great way to reach new people, to have this, I guess, like established personal brand, or like brand to do with the podcast and the YouTube. And it is something that I find a lot of fun in. But the difference is now it's not like my identity, my sense of self is not tied up with that as well. This is something that's separate, and it's just a fun, like passion creative project. Anyway, I'm going to try and leave this here, because I feel like I've just been chatting and chatting, and this is maybe a bit all over the place of an episode, but you know, it is what it is. I think that to wrap things up, there is a huge power in being intentional, in questioning your relationship with things in your life and having that sense of, okay, I'm in control of how I want to spend my time and I have some perspective over the decisions that I'm making and I don't feel like I'm just running through each day on autopilot and doing things without thinking. And for me in particular, like, there's been a huge change in my relationship with social media over the last year. And so, yeah, I've chosen to focus on that today. And I hope that has been helpful. I hope it's maybe given you some more, like, things to think about. Maybe you have your own doubts about how much you use social media or how you use it, more importantly. And maybe this has given you some food for thought. Thank you very much for listening, especially if you've listened all the way to the end. This has been a very rambly episode, so there might not be that many people listening anymore. But if you are, then thank you very much. I love you lots and lots and lots. And I'll hopefully see you next week for a brand new episode. Have a lovely rest of your day. Speak soon. Bye-bye.